applying Bhakti Yoga in life, worshipping the Yogeshwara, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These actions are pious in themselves. The word Yogeshwara is applicable to both the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna and his devotees also. In Bhagavad Gita, this word occurs in two places. In the 18th chapter, Krishna is described as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari, who is the master of all mystic power, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. Yogeshwara is also described at the end of the 6th chapter, 6:47. Same Yukta Tamo Mataha. This Yukta Tamaha indicates the topmost of all this verse indicates the topmost of all yogis, the devotees, who can also be called Yogeshwara. In this verse, Yogeshwara Upasanaha means to render service to a pure devotee. Thus, Madhachanda Stakur says, Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nishtaya Padyachakeva. Without serving a pure devotee, one cannot advance in spiritual life. Prahlad Maharaj also has said, Naishang Matistava Duru Kramangrim Prisyat Yanato Pashama Jadata Mahiya Sampara Dajo Pishekam Nishkin Shananam Navimi Tajava. One should take shelter of a pure devotee who has nothing to do with this material world, but is simply engaged in devotional service. By serving him only, one can transcend the qualitative material condition. In this verse, it is recommended, Yogeshwara Upasana, that one serve the lotus feet of the topmost yogi or the devotee. To serve the topmost devotee means to hear from him about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. To hear the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the mouth of a pure devotee is to acquire a pious life. In Bhagavad Gita 7:28, it is also said that without being pious, one cannot engage in devotional service. Yesham Tvantagatam Bhavam Yananam Punya Karamanam Te Dvantva Mohanir Mukta Vajanti Man Krita Vrata. To become fixed in devotional service, one has to become completely cleansed from the contamination of the material modes of nature. For work in devotional service, the first item is Guru Vashrayam. One should accept the bona fide spiritual master. From the bona fide spiritual master, inquire about one's transcendental occupational duties, such as Hanuma Pritchard, and follow in the footsteps of great saintly persons and devotees. Sadhu Marga Anugamanam. These are the instructions given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami. The conclusion is that to increase attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to accept a bona fide spiritual master and learn from him the methods of devotional service and hear from him about the transcendental message and glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, one has to increase his conviction about devotional service. Then it will be very easy to increase attachment for the Supreme Personality of God. Du sag mal, Jaya, der Martin aus Berlin ist schon, der ist schon,
Ach so, ist direkt hier. Ich habe noch was ganz Wichtiges für dich zu geben, also nach der Lecture. Gut.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskachari Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Ekhanda Paramahansa Jaya Sri Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please have to excuse me. Everything is coming in here in 1 minute. I just need one more verse. Do you remember we had this? Aha, here it is.
Do you remember the verse which we were chanting at Nityananda's appearance day? Where this was? What? It was something 7 and... No? Maybe 25, I think 7:25, Shakshu. That was a good idea. A good speculation. Excuse me? Okay, maybe I have to... What did you say? Ja, das stimmt. Ich glaube 7:45 muss so sein. Yes, it is. Danke. Please forgive me. One is only. So let us please read the verse again. Attachment to the Supreme can be increased by practicing devotional service, inquiring about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, applying Bhakti Yoga in life, worshipping the Yogeshwara, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and by hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These actions are pious in themselves. In this verse, again, it is described how to increase our attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This really is the essence of sadhan bhakti, or devotional service, according to the rules which are given by Shastra and by Guru. The end result which we want to achieve is attachment to Krishna, or love. When this love of Godhead in this world becomes directed towards human beings, it becomes lust. If it becomes directed towards money, it becomes greed. And if it becomes directed towards the poor, it becomes compassion. But originally, all these types of attachment or affection is in its ultimate root stage love of Krishna. And now it's interesting that the love of Krishna is, so to say, permutated, also umgewandelt, for instance, into lust. It becomes a source of bondage, whereas if it becomes again brought back to its original state, that is pure love of Godhead, it becomes a source of not only liberation — liberation is only a side effect — it becomes a source of unending joy. So according to existential psychology, the need for joy is or the attempt to attain pleasure in this world is even there in the gross materialist, what to speak in a refined human being. A refined human being will make all kinds of arrangements to avoid that which causes distress, and the positive, make arrangements so that he is becomes happy. However, unless this secret is known, that our love is freed from lust and greed and even compassion, then it is not applied in Krishna consciousness, this love will be bound, and we will be prisoners. This has to be really done. This is a secret. Human being tries to become happy, but he doesn't understand the secrets of befreite Liebe, of liberated love. It's nice to hear this in German. In Germany they have the idea, or in German language, freie Liebe, that means love to everyone and without the Victorian restrictions. That doesn't work. It must be liberated love, not free love. So today this verse describes how to do that, and it's rather interesting that this verse gives us an insight into our subject today, a very, very deep subject. Rather, the verse is the subject. A few days ago, we started a lecture which we had to end in the middle because we couldn't possibly cover all the subjects. We lectured on the verse Manmana Bhava Mat Bhakto Majaji Mang Namaskuru. We could only explain really the verse, the first line of the verse, that's Manmanav. Think of me always. Like we find here, the devotee who wants to increase his attachment, he will start to inquire about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He will want to know more about him so that he can more manmanabhava matbhakto, he can more think of Krishna. We were describing in the verse, the explanation of the verse, how difficult it is to think of Krishna. As we start the lecture, we even notice how difficult it is for you to even concentrate on the lecture. You are fighting with a restless mind, which is especially restless due to the lack of sleep and so on and so forth. Even the lecturer has to fight with his mind. I just saw Vilas Vigraha, and I remember who he had invited me, and then I couldn't come, I couldn't even phone him. I had to run to a conference, and this way even my mind is not yet fully in tune. It's a slow start today. We were saying that manmana, to think of Krishna, becomes, it is difficult if you have to force the mind into a subject. But if you have developed a certain attachment, then it is very easy to think of that which you are attached. We were talking about this. So this verse really describes how to increase the attachment to Krishna, how to do it, so that we can think of Krishna. It means we must first of all inquire about Krishna. But who is he? What does he do? What are his friends? What is his abode? This can be learned from literature like Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Krishna Das Kaviraj describes very, very vividly the spiritual world. But just inquiring will not be of any use. You know, there are disciples of all spiritual masters who just inquire, but never, nothing happens in their life. So the next stage is we must apply what we have heard, apply Bhakti Yoga in life. Then we must worship the Yogeshwara, which can be Krishna or the pure devotee. And we must hear a chat about Krishna. So if we do this, then the end result will, we will liberate our love. It won't be rotting our love in the fetters of lusty desires or compassion, or in a mundane sense. A devotee is compassionate for the soul, but not so much for the mind and the body. Greed will be liberated from greed. So okay, so this is the first part. Mana bhava mat bhakto, which is explained. Now we want to come to the second part. As Prabhupada said, anyone who adopts these four activities, which are given in this 18th chapter, verse 65 in Bhagavad Gita, he will surely reside in the kingdom of God. Now, the second point is, after we have thinking about Krishna, we can really become his devotee. A devotee is a personality who thinks of Krishna. There are, in Haribak, Harinam Chintamani, it is described that there are two features of a devotee. The first feature we have to look for is he attached to Krishna? Only on the second glance we should look, are his moral principles or his ethical concerns all right? And because if he is attached to Krishna, the moral things are the secondary things, so to say, the social platform is automatically taken care of. Have you ever thought of becoming a devotee of Krishna? Not in dress, but in mind. Maybe not so recently. Maybe it's a new concept, so we will... I'm sorry to say this, but we have to wake up everyone. But, this is done by interesting formulations. Now, we face one difficulty, which is described in the Katha Upanishad, when we want to become a devotee of Krishna. And this is described in the following verse. Atmanam ratinam vidhi shariram ratam evacha buddhim tu saratim vidhi mana pragraham evacha indriyani hayan apur vishayangsteshu gocharan so dvana paramatnoti tat vishno paramang padam. The soul is the occupant of the chariot of the body, of which the driver is the intelligence. The mind is the determination to reach the destination. The senses are the horses. And the sense objects are also included in that activity. Thus, one can reach the destination, Vishnu. Who is Paramam Padam, the supreme goal of life? In conditioned life, the consciousness in the body is a cause of bondage. But the same consciousness, when transformed into Krishna consciousness, becomes the cause for one's returning home back to Godhead. For those of you who would like to read this very important verse, please refer to the 7th canto, chapter 15, text 41. Here it is described how we can reach a destination. I think if we ask all the devotees what they want, they will say Krishna. But do we always know how to get to Krishna? What to do now, what to do the minute after now, what to do the hour after now, what to do the year after now? Well, first of all, we have to understand how we work. This is very nicely explained in this verse. We have a body, which is like a chariot, which can bring us to the destination. We have the horses, these are the senses, and we have the mind and the intelligence, which are the charioteers. Now, the most important thing, if you want to drive a chariot, you have to know how to work it. Just a little while ago, we were outside. A while ago, we do one day. We came and there was one ox cart. And the ox cart was standing there. It was not drawn. There were these two oxen. And the driver was trying to get them going. But, you know, oxen have their own ideas where to go. And they very rarely correspond to the ideas of the chariot driver. Extreme is a very rare thing. In the same way, horses. Horses is a funny thing. There is Dita somewhere. Dita, is Dita here? Yes. Dita is a very experienced horseman. He can, he's able to drive on the, to go on the wildest horse and not be shaken off, and he can train it. He's a horse trainer, race horse trainer. So, in the beginning, when the horse comes to you, it is highly uncooperative. It is highly uncooperative. It is not very communicative, in fact. And I was, you know, I visited Dieter a few weeks ago, and I wanted to learn about this example, so I asked, can't you put me on a horse, just, you know, to just see this? I'm lecturing so much about it. And so he put me on his best horse, you know, who can jump easily 5 meters, I don't know, 5 meters, maybe too high. Wie hoch springen die denn? Zwei. Wie hoch springen die Pferde?
2 Meter.
2 Meter, okay. 2 Meter 10?
Ja, genau. Der Weltrekord ist 36.
2 Meter 36, gut. So I was sitting on that horse and I was trying to, you know, make a peaceful atmosphere and, you know, please don't shake me off, and I'm not so experienced, but I'm a good-hearted human being. And the horse just found out I was not very experienced and didn't have full control over it, and all of a sudden it just jumped, and I mean, I was before many times on horses when I was not in Krishna consciousness, and I knew that the horse would do this after checking me out. But I couldn't, he just couldn't get me off the back. But I noticed only if you have a very strong mind and you are able to, you know, say, listen, I'm now in control, you please follow, or it won't be very pleasant, our the time which we spent together. If you have to make that vibration, otherwise they just will, you know, they just want to get you off the bed, because why should they carry you? You know, they also have some dignity, and so on. So this is a very good example. If you want to actually be victorious in your journey back home, back to Godhead, you have to make the senses and the cooperative. You have to make the chariot go your way, not his, the way of the horses. And that is only possible if you strengthen the mind by intelligence. If you do not, this is very nicely explained, the mind is the determination to reach the destination. This is, you have to be determined in that mind, fix it once and for all, otherwise the horses will just throw you off and you will land somewhere and with broken limbs crying to the rest of your life, and just thinking, oh, I'm so weak, and so on. This is an important thing. So if you want to become a devotee of Krishna, if you want to go to Krishna, this is where you really have to start. You have to make the mind cooperative. Because if the mind has not understood what you're trying to do, if you don't fix determination, then the mind, and we can also include the intelligence, then in your life you will be shaken off one day. You will land in some ditch. And please don't say this is overly strong. Why is he talking so strongly this morning? After all, we have not eaten anything as of yet. It's on the please, there is a statistical number in our society that there are a large percentage, shocking large percentage, leave the process of Krishna consciousness. There, the horses just bling, and thrown them in some ditch. We can't ignore these figures. So now, as you go in your chariot towards the goal to Krishna, you have to use a road, and on the road there are usually some highway robbers. This is described in Mana Shiksha by Raghunath Goswami, that the devotee who goes back home, back to Godhead, he has to be extremely careful of those gangsters, robbers. Last, he comes from a bush, The bush is called Under the Belt. He jumps at the chariot. If you do not have your defenses there, then he can jump on the chariot, Kutschenbock, the seat of the chariot, and just kick your mind in the side and say, I'm driving here. And you will make the horses wild, and then you can't pleasantly continue your journey. There are other great enemies, greed, the desire to be just recognized, very big robber. Lust, the three robbers, the main robbers are lust, greed, and avarice. Avarice has the Deutsch Habsucht. The desire to possess something or someone. So these highway robbers can come on your journey back home, back to Godhead, and they can just take full possession of the mind, the intelligence, and then they will drive your chariot. That's one strong opponent. This can happen on a royal highway when it looks quite safe. Shunyam means void of any other desire, not tainted with karma and jnana. A devotee engages in by accepting everything which is favorable in devotional service. We have to start here and end here. We have to start by understanding our situation, understanding that we are surrounded, that on our journey back home, back to Godhead, we have to fix up our determination to go there. Yesterday a devotee said to me, now I'm determined to really change my life. I looked at him because he had said it to me 50 times already. No, maybe 46 and a half times. I said, I wish you all the best. We have to fix that determination not on the mental platform, but in the intelligence as well, on the platform of intelligence, by understanding analytically how we are wasting our time in material concerns, separated miles from the process of Krishna consciousness and from acting like a devotee. A devotee is not something so cheap. He is more than Lord Brahma, more than Lord Shiva. It is described, it's rarer to become a devotee than to become a Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva. It's not just you dress and then you are a devotee, and you have to make full, you have to do something. You don't become the first class man or topmost of all human beings just by dressing in a dhoti and putting a tilak on. Not so she. Hare Krishna. It's there already, an icy wind is blowing. This is necessary to reflect. Mat Bhakto, Krishna wants us to become a devotee. He is prepared to make us a devotee, but you have to be determined to become a devotee. And that must be reflected in your activities and in your jivat, in your life. Then Krishna is willing, if he only sees the attempt, again speaking of the attempt, he doesn't want to see perfection, but if he sees the attempt, oh Krishna, makes good for everything which you're missing. And as he says in the Gita, in the ninth chapter, Ananyas chintayantu mam, Ananyas chintayantu mam, yena mam payupasate, te sham yukta kutu. Not just there right now, but it means those who fix their mind, they're again ananyas, anya vilasita shunya, without anything else on me, I have them, no problem. So that's the first point, mat bhakto, become a devotee. Let us just quickly analyze. We have now used a picture. We have spoken of the chariot and the highway robber and the goal. Now we will talk about the same thing with philosophy. What actually has to be done. I think we all are always devotees. We all are devotees and we want to stay devotees. But say something very analytical. We are at the platform of anishta bhakti, unsteady devotional service. Sometimes we feel like everything is clear, and then we feel like nothing is clear any longer. This is called anishta bhakti, going up and down. If we want to come to the platform of nishta bhakti, that is steady devotional service, what do we have to overcome? Yes, we You have to overcome the anattas, the undesirable habits and things. Now, there are four kinds of anattas. One anatta comes from previous sinful life. For instance, someone might have broken all the principles before he came to Krishna consciousness very openly and often. And it will be difficult when he joins Krishna consciousness because it's so much in his blood, so to say. Then another anatta is which comes from previous piety. You know, when you were a very pious person, and then you might not go on Sankirtan and tell to the people, we have the cheapest book in the universe, because you know it's cheapest book, really, a book which is, it costs so much in the shops, but today we have a very cheap price only for you. You won't be able to say this because you think I should never even come close to a different description of the truth, you know. So there are certain things, this is an anatta. Then comes anattas from imperfectly performed devotional service. Like, for instance, you might make service, but you only do it to get some fame and name. There's a little boy who did so well, everyone thought he's the best devotee. But then one day he wrote a letter saying, I want to stay with a woman, you know, 14 years old. I want to look TV and do all these things which I couldn't do when I was in Krishna consciousness. And you could see something was wrong in his execution of devotional service. He has not done it to please Krishna, but maybe it had not come out of his soul, but had not come from deep inside to serve Krishna, but just to get some that others say, you are such a good boy, you distribute so many books, or this and that and the other thing. And such, if you perform your service imperfect like this, you will lose it. Or not lose it, leave it after some time, because it didn't really come from yourself. You just did it to get some, recognition. That's one thing, pratishta. If one doesn't avoid pratishta, then it's difficult to advance. Raghunath Das Goswami said the desire, you know, to perform service with the desire for pratishta is just like, you know, laying yourself under the ass who begins to urinate on you. You might think it's very nice wet, you know, nice wet, but ass urine is really smelly and it's acidic, vivaldehaltig, it burns the skin really. So he said, my dear mind, why do you cheat yourself and myself too by constantly, burning under the trickling ass urine? You know, the urine doesn't come just with the ass, but it comes ping, 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 and you know. So in the same way, this desire for recognition is never stopping, you know, bing, bing, it comes, I must be recognized here and there and everywhere. And he says, why don't you bathe in the glistening nectarine ocean of Gandharavika Giridhari, devotional service? This is preaching this contrast, such a contrasting thing, you know. First comes this very, very far out example, you know, and then comes the nectarine ocean of love of God. He said, why are you so foolish and why do you prefer the ass urine to the, that is the desire for recognition, to the ocean? He's preaching to the ocean of nectar. He's preaching like this to his mind. So anatta is coming from there, and then the fourth thing is anatta is coming from offenses. This is a fourth cause of anatta. So A devotee has to overcome these four types of anatta and finally and take shelter in the nine positive acts of devotional service. You know, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, and so on and so forth. This is the life of a devotee. This is a real devotee who reaches success. So that's Mat Bhakto, become my devotee. He also wanted to say, talk about worship me and offer your obeisances, but I guess it becomes one lecture for each point. This is what we can have to do in our lives. Now, Krishna is very, very, very satisfied if a devotee only tries a little bit. As we were saying a little while ago, sometimes when devotees hear such a lecture, where they become, which is not just eat prasadam and chant and dance, you know, they become very thoughtful. This is desired. And sometimes devotees become despondent, atzweifelt. They say, oh, where am I if I measure, if I take on this standard? Then I'm not even coming close to a devotee. They begin to say like this. But both reactions, no, but this reaction is not, this last reaction is not truthful, or is not realistic. Krishna consciousness is an easy process, but only if it is applied. It was once, Prabhupada once gave a very, very nice example, posing himself like a conditioned soul. And I want to close with this example, which is very, very hopeful. Prabhupada was once asked, are you happy? By a journalist. May I ask you this question? Nishingavaku Prabhu, are you happy? Yes. Why? There's politics in Croatia. That's very distressing. War, Croatians against the Serbians, and maybe something else also. It's an interesting question, isn't it? Are you happy? I'm asking myself often this question. I must tell you, if someone would ask you, if they ask me this question, I'm suffering like anything in this state of my life, but I'm also happy. So, is this schizophrenic or what? It's a good question, isn't it? Madhu, Mangal, are you happy? Right now, yes. Prasadam was good, festival was good, light show went all right. And so many positive signs are on the horizon. So, please listen to Prabhupada's answer. And this answer gets a... Prabhupada says, yes. Just like in my practical life, he said, he was in Los Angeles and he was interviewed in Los Angeles in the airport. I am happy because I know soon I will be in London. I have my ticket. It's a valid ticket for a valid airline. Don't know what airline. This was not it. He didn't say it. So I may not be now in London, but I have the assurance that I will be in London. the ticket and the airline is not on strike, it always works, and so on and so forth. Please think about this example. In this example, the Prabhupada posed himself like an ordinary man, you know, that preaching. He made this very, very nice point that you may not have reached the goal as of yet, but you know there is a process which will bring you to the goal, for sure, and this can make you happy. You're almost there. Like Prabhupada said after one initiation lecture, now there is only 1 meter to the door of perfection. Let's go with it. So this is actually, when you hear this type of lecture, you know, where the icy storm comes and you feel, am I not a devotee? And the lecture started with the question, have you ever thought of becoming a devotee? Recently, it's impossible, you know, and so on and so forth. And there, this is not that you become despondent. It is just this kind of talk in the scriptures where we hear the highest standards, where we are encouraged, where we hear about anattas, and where we feel, oh, it talks right about me, where we hear that there is unsteady devotional service and steady devotional service and so on. When we hear all this, it's not meant that we run out of the class and say, I don't want to hear this. I hear the lecturer who says, eat prasadam and become happy. We have a process, and anyone who just tries to stay in the process, he will be saved. Even if you stay in the process and you don't reach the perfection, like if you die in the midst of flying to London, Krishna will make up for this because you are properly situated. Krishna